Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You've already sung some Latin. In a moment, you'll be invited to join our dear Sunday schoolers in singing words from the Bible in Latin. Magnificat anima mea Dominum. In English, my soul magnifies the Lord. Or to put it in the Latin word order, magnifies soul of me, the Lord. It's the beginning of Mary's song after she's had a little time to think about what the Lord is up to. Finally, the Messiah is coming to rescue his people from their sins, from death, from the power of the devil. Finally, he's on the scene as a very tiny boy in the Virgin Mary, and Mary's singing about it. My soul magnifies the Lord. So what does this mean? Magnify the Lord. Is the Lord too small? Do we need to magnify him to make him bigger? Does my soul make the Lord bigger? Well, of course not. The Lord is not too small. He is greater than all, vast beyond the vastness of our universe, which we've not even been able to measure completely. He's all-knowing, all-powerful, almighty, eternal, unchangeable. How could we possibly make him any bigger? We cannot. But there's this little problem. In me, in my thinking, and probably in yours too. There's times we think that God is too small. Anybody here ever worry that God isn't working all of this together for your good as you love and trust in Christ? Anybody ever thought that God doesn't know my sinful thoughts and words and actions and I'm getting away with them? Anybody ever here think that what other people think about me is more important than what God thinks? And on I could go. We've always shrunk God down in our small little thinking. The problem isn't that God needs to be bigger. It's that my sinful thinking needs to be changed. I need to magnify the Lord, enlarge him in the way that I think about things. What's a bit odd about these words of Mary, my soul magnifies the Lord, is that at the moment she first sings these words, the Lord in human flesh, our brother, is in fact very, very small, much smaller than an unpopped kernel of popcorn. And yet, this tiny size reflects our Lord's greatness. He's willingly made himself so small because this is the way to save you and me. He lives a perfect life in our place right from our very beginning. This wasn't Mary's idea, nor mine, nor yours. It was our Heavenly Father's gracious saving idea proclaimed from the moment that Adam and Eve rebelled. Then he promised a rescue for sinners who deserve to die forever, like Adam and Eve, like me and you. And in the womb of Mary, that rescue is being knit together, even as he holds the whole universe together by his command. He's made small so that he can be rejected and hated and crucified and damned by the Father and hated by mankind, so that he could bury away our sin forever, so that his resurrected life, which never ends, is made yours through your baptism into his saving death and resurrection. This is amazing kindness and mercy. It is grace and peace through Jesus Christ. No wonder Mary tells her soul, make this Lord bigger. His love, his mercy, is beyond all understanding, and he is for you. Magnificat anima mea Dominum. Thanks be to God in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.